Earlier this year, Mayor Kirk Caldwell proposed a nearly $3 billion operating and a $1.27 billion capital improvement budget for the next fiscal year. But the COVID-19 pandemic forced the city council and administration to reconfigure the spending plans. 2 weeks ago, the council passed slightly revised versions of the operating and CIP budgets. They'll take effect without Caldwell's signature. Caldwell says in his 8 years as mayor, he hasn't signed the basic budget bills because of one thing: spending for the rail project.
They put the hard budget or reference hard budget in the other bills. And the position of Corporation Council from before I became mayor, we felt that the reason HART was created was to take politics out of the decision-making and not have elected officials influence how money is expended. And the council disagrees, and they take on this issue, and they incorporate references in the HART budget in our budgets, and therefore it creates a technical problem of a legal nature.
Caldwell says if the bills didn't have HART-related items, he would have signed them because they have everything his administration needed. Despite the pandemic, there are budget increases for fiscal year 2021 compared to 2020. Budget and Fiscal Services Director Nelson Koyanagi says officials decided to maintain as much of the proposed spending as possible.
We felt that we needed to have the budget available in the event that things start turning around and the economy starts getting better. We didn't want to be in a situation where we cut our budget so much that the city wouldn't be able to participate in any enhancements to the economy. So we tried to keep our budget intact as much as possible. Now, if things get bad, we can always cut the budget or we can always reduce the amount that we spend. So we felt that having the budget available in case we needed it was a better strategy.
Koyanagi says his department has updated the city's revenue projections because of COVID-19 and implemented cuts to some departments. But he says the city will get a better financial picture in August when real property taxes are due.
That'll give us a good idea of whether our city revenues will be impacted going forward. Because if taxpayers start defaulting or falling behind on the tax payments, then we may have to start implementing some restrictions on the city's agencies.
Koyanagi says he is not looking at furloughing any city employees at this time. But if revenues fall short, he says there are other steps the city can take.
The first thing we would look at regarding personnel would be not to hire new people. We have what we call vacant funded positions. They're funded, but they're vacant, and there's a pot of money for that. And so that would be the first thing that we would do. We would just not fill positions and use the savings to pay for other things.
In the meantime, Koyanagi says he has advised the departments to closely monitor their budgets starting next month. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.